感谢大家给我这个机会。
So, why are we talking about Islam in a Christian church?
为什么我们在基督教会要来讲伊斯兰教？
I recently read this book. It's called Sharing Your Faith with Muslims.
我最近看读了一本书，就是和怎样和伊斯兰穆斯林分享救恩。
And what this book taught us as Christians is how can we share our faith, or our, how can we safely share our faith with Muslims?
这本书告诉我们怎样来更有效，更来分和穆斯林分享救恩。
So I'm going to be teaching about Islam and Muslim people, not to badmouth them.
我在这里是主要是跟给大家分享。穆斯兰伊斯兰教他们信仰什么，不是要讲他们的坏话。
Not to badmouth them, but for us to understand who they are, what they believe, so we can tell them about the truth.
我们知道他们想什么，我们也告诉他们我们信仰什么，这样他们能够更彼此更好的了解我们的信仰。
So we'll start.
Okay, 那我们开始。
How many people know a Muslim person?
有在座有多少人知道伊斯兰穆斯林
？Okay, quite a few. That's good.
So,
not too much. The world is starting to see more things about Muslim people because they're becoming very newsworthy.
现在是世上的人会更多越来越多的知道伊斯兰教和穆斯林，因为这会在新闻当中会占很大头条，越来越多的新闻。
So, Islam is the largest religion in the world.
伊斯兰教是世界上最大的宗教。
With over 1.6 billion followers.
有超过16亿的信徒。在全世界总人口是60多亿。
It makes up over 22% of the world's population.
占世界人口的22%以上。
Indonesia has the largest population of Muslims.
印度尼西亚有世界上最大的伊斯兰教的信徒。
The second is Pakistan.
其次是巴勒斯坦，巴基斯坦。
There are 8 main denominations.
有八个主要的宗教宗派。
But most Muslims come from 2 groups.
绝大多数穆斯林来自于两个门派。
Sunni and Shia.
是苏尼和苏尼什叶派。什叶派，
So Sunni is about 75% to 90%, and Shia is about 10% to 20%.
苏尼派是占了75%到90%，什叶派占了10%到20%。
So, the Arabic word for Islam means submission.
伊斯兰这个阿拉伯语的意思是顺服。
And Islam calls its followers to submit to that one true God.
伊斯兰教他呼召他的信徒要服从他的唯一的神，就是真主。
So, Islam is a monotheistic.
伊斯兰教信仰是一个一神论。
And it's based on the revelations of the Prophet Muhammad or Muhammad bin Abdullah.
根据先知穆罕默德受到的启示来创立。
So, according to Islamic tradition, the angel Gabriel appeared to Muhammad over the course of 20 years.
根据伊斯兰教的传统，天使加百列在20多年的时间内向穆罕默德显现，多次显现。
Message revealed messages from God.
他向他启示来自上帝的信息。
These revelations were collected and turned into a book after Muhammad's death.
在穆罕默德死了以后，这些启示被汇集成书。
This book is written in Arabic and is called the Quran.
这本书是用阿拉伯语写成的，叫做可兰古兰经或者可兰经。
Muslims believe that it contains the word of God, Allah.
穆斯林相信古兰经是神的话。
Most important is the Islamic history collected in the Hadith, which is a record of teachings, deeds, sayings, and permissions or disapprovals from Muhammad.
另外还有一本经书叫做《圣训》，是穆罕默德的同伴，所记载的穆罕默德的言论、行为或观点，以及有关穆罕默德生平故事。
As well as stories from Muhammad's companions about Muhammad and about the companions themselves.
那也关于就是穆罕默德的生平故事，还有他们的同伴的一些事迹。
Muslims also read and study the Sudra.Or Sunnah.
穆斯林还要学习另外一本经书叫《圣行》
，which means literally the path, method, or way.
它的意思是指道路或者办法。
The Sunnah contains religious practices, which are established by Muhammad and his companions.
圣行这本书它包括一些宗教仪式的规定，这是由穆罕默德和他的同伴所创立的。
These three books make up the Islamic holy scriptures.
这三本经书构成了伊斯兰教的圣经经书。
So you have the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Book of Hadith.
So 这三本书啊，我他手边都有的就是《古兰经》《圣训》和《圣行》。
It's very interesting. In the Quran, Muslims actually recognize Judeo-Christian prophets.
很意外的是，在古兰经中竟然包括了犹太教旧约中的先知。
This includes Moses, Jesus, as messengers of the true God.
比如摩西和耶稣，他们认为摩西和耶稣也是这一位同一位真神的使者。
There are 124,000 prophets in the Quran. The Quran names 25, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Aaron, Elijah, and Jesus.
古兰经中提到了25位使者，包括亚当、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、摩西、亚伦、以利亚和耶稣。
The Quran mentions Jesus 79 times.
古兰经中提到耶稣有79次。
It even says that Jesus was born of a virgin and is the Messiah and is the Word.
他们甚至相信耶稣是童女所生，是弥赛亚，他就是道。
However, he's not the Son of God and did not die on the cross for the world's sins.
但是他们不相信耶稣是上帝的儿子。也不相信他是为拯救罪人死在十字架上。
But he'll be coming back on the last day.
但是相信耶稣会在末世会再回来。
But in Islam, Muhammad is the last and greatest prophet. Muhammad is the final and greatest prophet.
他们认为，穆罕默德才是最后一位，也是并且是最伟大的先知。他是 OK。Okay.
Yeah. And reveals the truth and correct teachings of the other prophets.
他受到的启示才是真理，并且他也修正其他先知的错误的教导。
Yep. So it says Jesus was born of a virgin, and was the Messiah, and is the Word. However, is not the Holy Son. He didn't die on the cross for the world's sins, but he'll come back. And Muhammad's revelations are the only ones that are pure and incorrupted.
Okay, 尽管他相信耶稣是童女所生，是弥赛亚，他是道，但是穆罕默德先知他的启示，他是最正确的，他就不认为耶稣是上帝的儿子，他是为拯救世人死在十字架上，并所以我们要就是他们相信要。要以穆罕默德的启示来为主。
He says that Muhammad is higher than Jesus.
他们相信穆罕默德超过耶稣。
The Quran also believes sayings in the Torah, which is the Jewish text that Moses had.
他们也相信摩西五经当中的教导。
And it's the Jewish Old Testament. It also has the Word of God.
他们也认为摩西五经的就是以色列犹太人的旧约也是上帝的话语。
So Muslims actually believe that the Christian Old and New Testament and the Jewish Torah are holy books, but somehow they've been corrupted or changed.
他们认为犹太教的旧约是已经被修改过了，不是完全正确。
The Quran, on the other hand, they believe is infallible and completely true.
他们认为古兰经才是最正确的，是完全没有错误。
Muslims believe in angels. They believe angels are real and they execute God's wills.
他们伊斯兰教信仰天使，他们相信天使是真实存在，是执行上帝的命令。
Islam also says that there are good and evil spirits called jinns, which these spirits compel people to do good and evil things.
他们相信天使有好坏之分，他们在引导人们做好事或者是坏事。这些灵界生物。
They also believe in predestination, something like the Christian theologian John Calvin, the concept of tulip, unconditional election.
他们也相信信仰前定论，这有点像基督教加尔文的先定论思想。伊斯兰教也相信好的和坏的都是预先决定的。
Muslims believe in the predestination of good and evil.
伊斯兰教也相信好的和坏的都是预先决定的。
They believe in the day of judgment, and Muslims believe that Allah judges man, but there is no atonement for sin.
他们也还相信信仰审判日，就是伊斯兰教相信有一天真主他们的神会审判世人，但是没有救赎。
They believe that Allah will balance the scales.
他们相信真主会根据每个人的行为
based on works and faith and behavior of each person.
他们会根据每个人的工作、信仰还有行为来审判每个人。
So Islam is a works-based religion.
伊斯兰教是一个靠行为称义的宗教。
It is not clear that a Muslim is allowed into heaven or paradise after he dies.
并且呢，伊斯兰教没有办法确信保证，就是他的信徒，就是信徒死后一定会上天堂。
Even if he's a follower of Muhammad.
尽管他是穆罕默德的追随者。
The only guaranteed way into paradise is to die fighting infidels, which are non-believers, defending Islam.
唯一保证能够在死后进天堂的办法就是与异教徒战争，保卫伊斯兰教信仰。
And this is why you have so many suicide bombings and terrorist attacks. It's the only guarantee into heaven.
所以这也就是为什么有越来越多的自杀、恐怖袭击，这是唯一能够保证穆斯林进入天堂的方法。
In Islam, there's five pillars of the faith.
在伊斯兰教有五大他信仰的支柱。
The first one is profession of faith. The next one is prayer five times a day.
Okay, 第一个是要向众人宣告你的信仰。第二个是要一天要祷告五次。
Fasting, being taxed or giving alms to the poor.
另外三项就是要禁食、要交税，还要周济穷人。
A pilgrimage to Mecca.
到麦加去朝拜。
And following several holidays and rituals as well.
遵守一些宗教的节日，还有他们的礼拜仪式。
Many people say there's a sixth pillar of Islam, which is jihad.
也有人认为还有第六个信仰支柱就是征战。
Now, jihad means self-struggle against oneself to do good.
这个征战包括自身的对自身肉体的征战，就是要 要做好的，做好的行为，要抗拒自己的恶的方面，恶的一面。
But jihad also means an armed conflict or warfare.
征战的另一方面也包括对异教徒的战，发动战争。
And this is done, to infidels to force them to submit to Allah or be killed.
强迫他们成为穆斯林，或者是，或者就如果不愿意的话，就杀害，就遭到杀害，穆斯异教徒。
So now we'll talk about the two major groups.
下面我们谈一下两大主要的宗派。
Sunnis are orthodox, literalist, and moralist.
苏尼派穆斯林，他是正统派，也是他们是主要多的人数。
Sunnis believe that the first four religious leaders called caliphs.Are the rightful successors of Muhammad.
他们这一派相信，最初四个宗教领袖是穆罕默德合法的继承人。
And since God did not specifically, or particularly appoint a leader to succeed Muhammad, that these leaders should be elected.
因为的就是他们的神阿拉没有特别规定哪一个人会继承领袖的职位，就在。在穆罕默德死了以后，所以呢，那四个人都可以被选择，都可以被选中。
Sunnis believe that anyone who is religious or just can be the leader. They just have to act in accordance with the Quran and the Hadith.
苏尼穆斯林认为一个人只要正直公正，行事为人达到可兰经的要求，就可以被选做领袖。
Sunnis believe that the Quran says what the Quran says is direct and literal.
苏尼派也相信可兰经就是可以按字面理解，要严格遵守。
And they also believe in Sharia law.
他们也相信要遵守伊斯兰法。
Sunnis believe that they must jihad the armed struggle against infidels and make them submit to Allah in a holy war.
苏尼穆斯林相信有必要发动圣战来迫使异教徒，强迫他们接受他们的神，成为穆斯林。
And this type of struggle seems more prevalent than the internal struggle.
他们认为这样做对异教徒的圣战，比对抗自身肉体的征战更容易打赢。
Sunnis believe that the current end time, or Sunnis believe.That during the end times, Jesus will return, that the Mahdi, or Mahdi, who is a messenger or witness, and will be the caliph over the entire Muslim state.
Sunni Muslim 相信耶稣会在末世回到地球上，有一位使者，他也会在一个更广阔的穆斯林国家做领袖，可能就是。一个地区，一个区域，不是超过可能有好几个国家，做领袖。
And that the Antichrist will be defeated by Jesus.
敌基督会被耶稣打败。
The end times can only happen if the Mahdi is the leader, and his caliphate is established.
这个预言要实现的唯一的条件。就是这个使者，也就是这个穆斯林国家的领导，必须和他的这个国领导地位和这个区域，他就是穆斯林国家这样一个区域，必须要被建立。
The groups like ISIS hope to establish the new Sunni caliphate.
现在 ISIS 就是希望建立一个新的穆斯林政权。
And that new caliphate is in the old Ottoman Empire, now called Turkey.
这个穆斯林政权他们希望建立就是在旧的奥特曼皇国，也就是现在的土耳其的版图上。
And ISIS hopes to bring the end time sooner.
ISIS 现在有很多的行动，就是希望能够加速这个预言的实现。
So Shiites or Shia is different. Shiites are interpreters and historicalists and lineagists.
什叶派，穆斯林，他们是血统派。他们认为，宗教领袖应该由穆罕默德的子孙当中产生。
And while the Sunnis believe that the caliph or leader should be elected by the community, Shias believe that Muhammad appointed his son-in-law.
嗯，苏尼派就是刚才我们讲的，他认为宗教领袖应该由选举来产生，但是什叶派则认为穆罕默德的继承者，必须是由他的女婿来担任。
So his name is Ali Ali Talib.
他的女婿的名字就叫阿里。
His successor and only those certain descendants of Ali could be imams or religious priests.
Could it be imam?
这个 imam 我还没有
想。Imam, just an imam, religious leader.
Religious leader, okay.
All right. Shia believes that the Quran tells imams.What to tell people and what it means and how to use the commands in the text.
Okay, 什叶派有一个有一个 imam 就是一个宗教领袖来给信徒解释可兰经，并且有一个专门 okay 有
Shia is hierarchical of clerics who practice independent and ongoing interpretation of the Islamic text and believe in literal or liberal.Shia law.
什叶派有一个专门研究和解释可兰经含义的，从上到下的一个宗教机构，他们信奉自由的伊斯兰法。
Yep. Shiites also jihad against infidels.
什叶派也相信要对异教徒进行圣战。
But they think that jihad against oneself is first priority.
但是他们认为对自身肉身的肉体的真圣战才是最主要的。
They believe that during the end times, the Mahdi, is that Mahdi, not Jesus, defeats the Antichrist.
什叶派认为在末世要出现的那一位宗教领袖会打败敌基督，而不是耶稣打败敌基督。
They think that the end times will come when Allah wills it.
他们认为末世出现的时候有他们的神阿拉来决定。
But they think the Antichrist will come to Europe at around 2019.
他们相信敌基督大概会在欧洲出现，大概在2019年。
So who was Muhammad?
谁是穆罕默德？
Muhammad was a leader from Mecca. He was born there.
穆罕默德是一位在麦加出生的领袖。
And as he was forming his religion, he learned and incorporated several Jewish, pagan, and Christian beliefs.
在他创立伊斯兰教的过程中，他采纳吸收了犹太教、麦加当地的宗教，还有基督教的教义。
He was eventually persecuted and forced to flee north to Medina.
他遭到迫害，被迫转移到北边的麦地那。
In Medina, he was received by several other Jews, but after hearing him, he was labeled a heretic.
在麦地那，他遇到了几位犹太人，犹太人听了他的讲解，就把他定为异端。
He then formed a bandit army.
然后他就组织了军队。
Raided and robbed for food and money, and extorted, taxed, and killed Jews and Christians for not receiving his doctrine.
他组织军队就抢劫食品、金钱，也杀害犹太人和基督徒，因为他们拒绝了他的教义。
Eventually, he formed a large military army, and took over Medina, killing many people there, and ultimately taking back Mecca.As well.
他的军队越来越壮大，在麦地那他控制了整个范围，然后呢，并且他有向南，扩展到麦加，最终把麦加也夺下来。
So there are two periods in the life of Muhammad, Mecca and Medina periods.
穆罕默德的一生可以分为两部分，麦加和麦地那的时期。
The writings of the Quran reflect both these periods.
可兰经中也反映了这两个阶段。
But the verses in the book are not in order like the Bible.
可兰经的经文它不像圣经那样有顺序的排列。
The period text, messages, rules, and historical stories are intermixed within the book.
它这个信息还有它宗教规定它的历史故事全都是混在一起。
The book is basically organized from longer writings to shortest.
整本可兰经它是按照句子的长短顺序来排列。
So you have Mecca peaceful period text within the Medina warrior period text.
所以在麦加比较和平时期呢的叙述当中就夹杂着麦地那战争时期的记载。
So the Quran. So what does the Quran say during the Mecca period?
所以在麦加和平时期那可兰经是怎么说的呢？
Here's a verse. If you kill a single life,It is as you're killing the entire world.
这是第几经文？说如果你杀了一个人，就等于你杀了世上所有的人。
Fight in the cause of God for those who start fighting you, but do not transgress limits, for God loveth not transgressors.
是你可以为了上帝的名义打击那些攻击你的人，但是不要首先主动攻击他们。因为上帝不爱主动挑衅的人。
Truth is from the Lord, and it is free will for any person to believe it, or to be an infidel.
这是从上帝来的真理，人有自由意志去选择相信上帝还是不相信上帝。
Let me go down the slide here. Children of Israel, call in mind the favor which has bestowed upon you.And that I preferred you from all other nations.
以色列的子孙们，我爱你们超过世上其他的民族。
So, there's several other verses. The most famous one from the Quran is called the verse of the sword. It's a very long passage. I won't read it. But basically, says to go against Jews, Christians, and infidels.
在可兰经中最著名的经文是宝剑的经文，它因为很长，所以我就在这里不读。但是有关敌对基督教、犹太教和异教徒的圣战宣言。
It's opposite of what we just read.
这是和刚才我们读的经文完全相反。
So this is what the Quran says during the Medina period.
这是在麦地那时期的可兰经是。
Infidels are those who declare God is Christ, Son of Mary.
异教徒就是那些宣称上帝是耶稣，是玛利亚的儿子。
Infidels are those who say God is the one of three in a Trinity.
异教徒就是那些宣称上帝是三位一体的神。
Make war on infidels whom dwell around you.
向住在你周围的异教徒开战。
Infidels are your sworn enemies.
你要发誓，所有异教徒都是你的敌人。
I apologize for this, but when you meet the enemy on the battlefield, strike off their heads.
当你在战场上遇到敌人，要砍下他们的头颅。
You see that in the news quite a bit.
Yeah, 你会在新闻当中看到这样的报道。
Muhammad is Allah's apostle. Those who follow him are ruthless to infidels.
Muhammad is Allah's prophet. His followers are ruthless to infidels.
Prophet, make war on the infidel.
Prophets must fight against infidels.
Kill the disbelievers, whomever they are.
要杀死所有不信的人。当你遇见他们的时候。
Believers, take neither Jew nor Christian as your friends.
信徒们不要和犹太人或者基督徒交朋友。
Believers do not make friends for those who have incurred wrath from Allah.
信徒们不要与让阿拉生气的人交朋友。
Never be a helper to the disbeliever.
永远不要帮助那些不信的人。
Help those who believe not in Allah, or fight those who believe not in Allah.
要与那些不信真主的人斗争到底。
The only reward for those who make war on Allah and His Messenger will be that they are killed or crucified, or their hands and feet, on alternate sides, be cut off.
那些与真主 阿拉与他的使者做对的人的下场就是他们会被杀害或者钉十字架，他们的手和脚都要被砍下来。
Islam is not a religion of peace.
伊斯兰教不是一个追求和平的宗教。
And even if some passages are about peace, these are written during the Mecca time.
尽管在麦加时期有一些经文是讲和平的。
So everyone's heard of Sharia law before, I believe.
我相信大家都听说过伊斯兰法。
So Sharia law deals with all aspects of day-to-day life.
伊斯兰法律是对日常生活所有方面的规定。
Including politics, economics, banking, business law, contract law, marriage, and social issues.
它包括政治、经济、银行、经济法、合同法、婚姻和社会问题。
There is no separation of church and state. The state is a religious element and should use all of its power to push religious customs and outcomes.
他们没有宗教和政府要分离，政府是宗教的一部分，它是帮助实现所有宗教法的执行。
Men are superior to women, and women lie, and that their testimony is legally worth less than a man's.
男人比女人尊贵，女人她会撒谎，他们的证词不如男人可靠。
And women cannot speak to a man, if it's not her husband.
女人不能单独和她丈夫之外的男人说话。
Wives should be beaten. Sorry.
妻子该被鞭打。
And wives that commit adultery should be punished by death.
一个妻子犯了婚外情就要被处死。
Criticizing or joking about Muhammad or the Quran is punishable by death.
对穆罕默德和可兰经批评或开玩笑要被处死。
Thieves lose their hand.
小偷的手要被割去。
They're also very strict on the foods they eat.
他们对食品有严格的规定。
And very strict about the clothes regarding men and women and sleeping arrangements.
他们对男人女人的衣服和他们的睡觉的情况也有严格要求。
So that's a brief introduction of who Muslims are and what they think and what they believe.
上面我们所谈的就是伊斯兰这个信仰，他们是什么？他们是什么样的信仰
？And there's a lot of other things I could talk for hours, but I won't.
有很多我还可以讲很多，但是呢，就时间不允许。
Here's the good thing about Muslims.
下面是一些好的关于穆斯林的一些优点。
Muslims are very religious and often speak about their religion.
穆斯林他非常的严格遵守他们的宗教规条，他们喜欢和别人谈论他们的信仰。
They often try to convert and preach and convert infidels.
他们非常热衷于说服不信的人接受他们的信仰。
And because of this, it's very easy to talk about religious things.
因为他们这些特点，所以和穆斯林谈论信仰是一件很容易的事情。
And they like when people ask them questions about Islam.
他们也喜欢别人问他们有关伊斯兰教信仰的问题。
Now it's kind of dangerous to talk to them sometimes, because they have such a different idea of what religion is and who Allah is.
但是我们也必须知道，也要提高警惕，就是和他们。谈论宗教也是个很危险的事情，因为他们所相信的是一个完全不一样的一个信仰。
But there's methods outlined in Christian witnessing books.
有一些基督教的书提供了一些很好的方法。
That teach someone like us how to lead a Muslim to Christ.
这样的书就是提供很好的方法，帮助我们怎样来带领穆斯林信耶稣。
It simply starts to ask questions in a way that points out the errors of Islam.
最有效的方法就是在问他们问题的同时呢，指出他们这个信仰当中的错误。
So you don't ever say that's wrong or that's not right or the Bible says something different.
你永远不要说他们他们的问题不好，他们的说法不好，哪里有错，或者我们的圣经当中怎么说的。
But there's a method that asks particular questions in a way that allows them to start to think as they answer the question, they realize that what the Quran says doesn't make a lot of sense.
我们应该要在听充分听了他们的信息以后，然后用一种很逻辑很合理的方法指出他们他们逻辑上的错误，然后来向他们指出他们的问题所在，让他们能够容易接受。
So it's important now because both major groups of Islam are becoming very active due to their beliefs of the end times.
他们的这两个宗教现在都非常的活跃，因为他们相信末世已经很近了。
For people like me, Westerners, we have an opportunity now to speak with people who are Muslim because so many Muslim people are coming to the West.
像我这样的就是西方人，就是因为很多穆斯林都到美国来，所以我们有很多机会接触他们。
But it's a very small percentage compared to the opportunity that Chinese have to witness to Muslims.
但是呢，和中国人有更大的机会可以来和穆斯林带他们信主。
Chinese Christians are finding it all around the world to much easier witness to Muslims more than Westerners due to politics and history.
整个从世界范围来讲，中国人中国的基督徒就更容易带领穆斯林信耶稣。
China and the Muslim world connect.
中国人中国和阿拉伯国家交往很好，有很好的交往。
There's actually many Muslims in China.
有很多穆斯林在中国。
So Muslims will listen to Chinese people.
穆斯林喜欢听中国人。
They do. It's there's been many studies and many observations that it's very difficult for a white person or a Western person to talk to anybody really about witnessing for Christ against Muslims or for Muslims.
现在有很多的研究和这是调查，就统计，就是显示，西方人真正的能够和带领穆斯林信耶稣的这个比例比较低。
Just because Chinese look different than Westerners, they're willing to listen.
又是因为中国人和西方人不一样，看长相不同，所以他们更愿意听中国人。
So I am not asking you to buy the books and read them.
我不建议你把这三本书买下来自己去读。
But know your Bible as you do.
更多的读我们的圣经。
And if you do know a Muslim person, buying a book like this could be very helpful.
如果你有机会和穆斯林交朋友或者认识，你可以买一本基督教的带穆斯林信耶稣这样的书，比较有帮助。
Muslims need Jesus too.
穆斯林也需要耶稣，信耶稣。
And this church could be a part of helping Muslim people turn to Christ.
这个教会也应该是在带领穆斯林信耶稣这样一个大队伍当中。
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. 这是我们今天的讲道。